Hello friends, we are learning the subject of marketing management in the digital era, and today we are covering chapter 9. I am Professor Ashish Hathi. The chapter is on digital marketing strategies and planning for building a strong online presence. Please understand, all chapters earlier to this have clarified for you what is marketing management. From here onwards, we are going to look at digital marketing perspective, how digital marketing supports in today's marketing management. So let's begin. First of all, we would like to understand what is the importance of digital marketing strategy. So to help you understand this, one must appreciate, you all are aware of it also, that today the landscape of business is changing so rapidly. Various digital tools and platforms are being made available daily. There are multiple options to this. You cannot, COVID has given a definitive answer to individuals. That you cannot be shying away from the digital platforms and digital properties. So all these things requires understanding of what is digital marketing, and in that, what is digital marketing strategy. So with that, strategy of a digital marketing that you develop helps you to understand various criticalities. So here such example like search engine optimization. It's very important for you to get searched. Content marketing, it's very important for you to get lot of followers, etc. Social media, you should get lot of followers and likes, etc. So these are the aspects which one should really understand, which gives you following and visibility online. This cannot happen by unnecessary tactics, but it requires a strategic direction. So that's why, and that's the second aspect of it. Goal of digital marketing strategy, of course, is to achieve, help business to achieve the business goal. Here, direction is towards digital use and digital property maximization so that you create your presence across digital media and thereby you reach your target customers. And that presence is not one time. This is supposed to be sustained over a long period. So that being the importance of digital marketing, we enter into understanding benefits of a digital marketing strategy. If you resort to approaching your digital marketing challenge in a strategic manner, what will you get? So idea is, it helps you to have a continuous learning. This platform is such that evolution is going to take place practically every minute. I am not wrong. And with that as a perspective, you once decide to adopt digital marketing as your one of the marketing tool, you have no option but to remain in touch and learn continuously. Very important aspect of is lot of data that gathers. You should have the ability to get into that data, understands the developing insight. They may be changing it very rapidly. You have to fix up your necessary metrics against which you evaluate this data so that you understand where you stand vis-a-vis what you were supposed to have achieved by now, and that gives you the perspective about how effective your digital marketing is. It helps you, once you know the gap, it helps you to create a structured action plan. So you will come to know where you are probably not on the dot, where you are probably away from, and where you are probably following your set marketing trailing plan that digital marketing should achieve for you. Then all these things will help you to organize, prioritize your strategic approach that will give you effectiveness and efficiency. When you collaborate and coincide and plan various approaches of the digital marketing, what will happen? Your return on investment will come high. With very limited resources that you may require, you can probably use selective platforms, have your campaign shaping up in such a way that people get into awareness, interest, desire, and you know, action with you. All this thing will lead to a lot of business getting generated over a period. And last but not the least, continuous and creative presence across digital platforms will enhance your audience relationship. Relationship comes out of interaction. Interaction comes out of quality of engagement that you give. So friends, what is a digital marketing strategy? If I have to give you a definition view, this is what you have. I will try to explain you. It's a planned action which is performance driven for making your presence on online successful in a way that you achieve your business goal. Business goal is nothing but it comes originates from the number of leads you develop, you convert and get the desired volume and revenue. It involves consistent action at the right time, and various online channel based revenue also you can pursue. You can measure which channel is really giving you better return. So this kind of a thing vis-a-vis how creatively, how effectively you are engaging with your audience will determine your relationship. So it's a kind of a definition which encompasses not only the presence online that is required, actions that is required, consistency with which you take the action in a way that you are able to maximize revenue and have a sound relationship with your prospective or a target customer. So that's a digital marketing strategy for you, friends. What are the importance of digital marketing strategies? So before we get into it, why it matters? So as they say that earlier ways of doing business, which still exist and which may continue to exist, but digital marketing is certainly an additional way of doing a business. Your organization should embark upon and align all their efforts to generate business using online digital platforms. This will help you to remain aligned and get more and more deep into the digital landscape that will translate into better business performances. Of course, you enter there with the goal to first create a visibility about you. More and maximum number of people should notice you in a way that later you get them into engage with you. You create a kind of a conversation. That's why you see that there are those communities and all are formed. You kind of provide them a reason for coming back to you again and again, and thereby foster long-term relationship. So for example, my wife is a member of a Cadbury's digital community. Now the engagement is so subtle, but at the same time so compelling, that she looks forward to when the new thing is going to come, because their individuals contribute the items that they make. Even Cadbury India enters into that, certain items that they proposes people to. So that way you see that each one are thrilled to get engaged with that community. So that's what is one of the important goal. As a result, now that we have understood the importance of digital marketing and the strategy aspect of it, we enter into certain key elements that are linked with it. So first and primary of it is the search engine optimization, SEO. More misunderstood than understood, actually. Actually, what is SEO means? When you develop your content, there are technicalities on one end and there are content and the quality on the other end. Both merged and synced in such a way that when the search algorithms starts looking out for the kind of information that the customer is searching, probability of your coming in front of them is higher. So it improves, if it is done well, improves the visibility. Visibility comes because you start coming in the search engine result pages. So you remember when you start shopping, or shopping at say this particular place, or shopping leather bag, various thing comes out and then it tells you that it is spreading into multiple pages. That is what SERP is. Coming there earlier so that you are noticed well by the customer is the crux of SEO. SEO helps you to drive organic traffic. Organic versus inorganic. Organic is like, it's a self-driven traffic. Okay, it may be either through promotion, it may be either through code, that the content that you have provided, but it's an organic traffic. When customer was intending to find, he arrives at you. It is not forced way of pulling customer towards you. That's an SEO. The benefit is, of course, once done and continuously done, cost effectiveness improves. Your ability to get more and more leads with less investment will attract you to do this again and again. Organic reach will increase. Organic reach always means that naturally people are getting connected with you, and therefore they will often feel coming back to you again. You are able to generate a sound experience for the customer. When he comes to you, your remaining technicalities of your digital property and what you have given there as a content will improve his experience. So that's the benefit that you render. Challenge, however it is, this is not one-time activity. You have to continuously do the efforts and cost. Effort is in terms of adding content at a regular frequency. There are various directions are available. I will not get into it, But as they say, the quality of content, the regularity of it, etc., in such a way that algorithm, which is a third party algorithm, has to search for you and you should come on the top of it. So that's a challenge. One more particular aspect or a terminology that you need to know is a pay-per-click, PPC advertising. Here, advertiser, Bonvita, okay, Bonvita being the advertiser, how does it work? Wherein if he takes a property on one of the digital platform, here only he has to pay the pre-agreed amount if the customer clicks at the given message. If it doesn't click, he doesn't have to pay. That's a pay-per-click. Now, there also attractive this thing, creative this thing has to be built in, because it is not that Bonvita wants to pay less. It is that Bonvita wants to ensure that more customer click so that more leads is generated, more engagement is achieved. Common platforms for this are Google AdWords, Bing, which is from the Microsoft. So that's a pay-per-click. The benefit of PPC model is you are assured of immediate visibility. You are assured of targeted customer noticing your digital communication. And you are assured of making payment only when your message has been used by the customer. The challenge, however, it is expensive over time, because those who are providing you that facility also knows the pros and cons, and accordingly they have framed their rate card. Diminishes the effectiveness once the campaign stops. So here, you know, you require either a continuous presence, otherwise people will start forgetting. If you are PPC is essentially a campaign driven, and therefore the moment your campaign stops, the visibility stops. Then comes the content marketing. Content marketing is also more misunderstood than being understood, but it is like, in correct terminology, if I have to give you, is use of any nature of content that is created to first create attention, generate interest, build engagement. That's content marketing, and later on it gets into the actionable, call to action, as we say. So it's like here distributing, creating first of all, and distributing valuable content to attract your defined audience. That's the definition, as they say, content marketing. And it includes various tools like blogs, videos, infographics, and various other digital platforms come under the domain of content marketing. The benefit that you get is about, because here you are continuously present, you are not campaigning, your presence is through the content that you upload, and therefore brand authority, the brand credibility is behind it, and quality of it will build your own brand. Okay, it is one of the very powerful catalyst for SEO effectiveness improvement. So SEO efforts will get a boost, and it builds ultimately a relationship with the customer. Customer comes to know, for finding this particular type of information, what is the best place to come, and therefore they automatically come, organic, as I said, efforts. The challenge is it requires time investment. It is not that you start creating day one the content and you are, howsoever good or right you may be, it's a building block. So time and investment is required, and quality has to be always high. You have to remain relevant, and you have to remain compelling for the customer to engage with you. Then comes another topic called email marketing. Now, these are the things that we have so far covered, and I am now talking about email marketing. It's definitely going to get discussed in more elaborate way in subsequent chapters. So just now pay attention to understand from the digital marketing strategy point of view. Email marketing, we all know what is email marketing, but however, here a specific message is developed, targeted to reach your desired set of customers having certain predefined profile, and once they are targeted, they are the recipient of that message. Now this message, when delivered to the customer, he should be compelled to read it. Now people have found various ways to do that. So either they kind of encourage you to subscribe to their newsletter, so they will come automatically at a regular preset interval, or there are promotional campaigns, you are given your agreement to that, or some personalized communication they want to address only to you or for people like you. So that's how the email marketing has now created various ways to reach you. They are not like simple, once upon a time we were typing the message and sending. They are now enveloping you or making the email marketing utility for you. So that's why customers are engaging. Like for example, I am subscriber to many newsletters. Simplest thing like the Gillette, the shaving product company, to like high-end dressing company. So likewise, and I get to learn when I receive them. So benefit is, of course, it is very cost effective. Generation and distribution and management doesn't take very costly requirements. No tools, very few tools will help you to get very effective result. Gives you high return on investment if it's overall done very well. And it reaches in the direct engagement with the customer. So you are able to directly connect with your set customers. Challenges, of course, is there are various ways in which companies and individuals try to block such kind of message coming into them. So that's a filter, how your campaign can surpass that filter. For example, right from Outlook to various, this thing have their own ways of detecting that you are doing mass mailing or something inappropriate. So then they filter you out. Organizations have put in powerful filters. So such spam or a promotional campaign do not reach the inbox of their employees. So unsubscription, people unsubscribe, that's a willing this thing that you have to offer it to them. So people just abandon your, you know, communication, they unsubscribe, so you cannot use them in future. Compelling email messaging development is a challenge. So that's about the email marketing. Social media marketing, SMM, as they say. First of all, you have to understand social media, the media which is for community at large, which unifies people with each other. Now in that platform you have like things like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn with their own genre, you know, a specialization for it, which is when used to communicate the marketing messages, they are known as social media marketing initiatives. And here the engagement is very, very required, because many other things are coming in front of the customer. So how can your brand attract, first of all, the attention, and how compelling that initial few lines of the words are that he is compelled to get into your message, because many times it is not a full message which is visible. So benefit is, of course, brand will get desired awareness. Very powerful filters are available, so their message are targeted. Micro targeting is possible. Okay. It creates the direct customer interaction. There are various buttons that has been provided. No more, get free, place your order, and blah, blah. So a free e-letter, free e-book, many things. Thereby you create engagement, and there is a possibility of a two-way communication wherein you seek the customer feedback so that you get instantaneous feedback. When compiled for number of customers collectively giving that, you tend to know where you are doing good, where you are sleeping up. So it has its own benefits. The challenges are, of course, again, that's a media which requires constant need and updation. So content has to be created for that. Here it's an art of public relations. So you should understand how to influence public opinion, public image. So that's what you are not doing, basic marketing, etc. It's a public marketing that you are doing. Measuring ROI is at times difficult, but I think as the time comes, a lot of other tools are making it possible. But yes, as on today, still you have to accept that there may be a challenge of getting ROI measured. Then comes the voice search optimization. Now, even many tools are being offered, including Google, etc. They allow you to voice use your voice to get searches. Now, even that requires a constant updation. Language, tonality, etc. Okay, so that's why the platforms are investing heavily on that. Google especially, I know. And they come out with product which will help individuals to utilize the power of searchability, digitally searchability by using his voice command. It allows the guy to be free. You know, he can do multitasking. So they have Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, etc. are coming your way. Now benefit is like people will be able to multitask by while typing, I can still book my, you know, theater tickets, etc. Okay, you improved user experience when you really are able to talk and get your things done. you feel wow, you know, kind of a competitive advantage. It brings altogether a different set of competitive differentiation. If you are able to do this very well and very, very knowingly how you have structured your language, how you have structured your design, etc., for assisting customer with voice-assisted command, then you stand out. And challenges are, of course, natural language, the tonality, the, you know, diction, etc. But there's a lot of work that has happened, like in terms of generative AI, as you know, there are so many tools that I've recent past learned. Today is able to give you most Indian language translation. So you see that path is really getting quite covered. So this may not be the limitations in future. Local SEO optimization means what it requires is SEO can be very natural at a macro level. The second SEO level is a very local, so that you use local diction, local language, local jargons, etc. Voice search optimization requires a lot of local SEO optimization. Video marketing, very attractive. Of course, you create a video. So much is happening around. You see, Instagram is full of video now. Earlier, it was a picture platform. Now, it's a video. Now, you make reels, etc. There are many other platforms like YouTube, Vimeo, social media. So TikTok was there, it faces its own issues, but things like this, which allows you to create a video and reach out to your target audience, creating a high engagement. Many times you'll be surprised that very, very simple this thing, not popular person who communicated things so effectively, and things get viral. So it helps you in viral marketing. So engagement rate creation, time to site, and yani time on site. Whatever that video, if it is engaging, 1 minute, 2 minute, people will watch it fully so that you get a constant attention. Okay, it's not a distorted attention, and it leads to improved search engine optimization as well. So that's about the video marketing. So challenges are there, of course, for that. A lot of production resources are required. Like, for example, if I talk about myself, I know all those things, but I'm still not able to do it. And either I hire somebody who does the video and editing for me, or I get into buying my own infrastructure, light, sound, camera, etc. Camera stand, if not, suppose anything, iPhone and camera stand, but later on, who will edit it for me? Okay, so it's like, should I learn? So there are a lot of production issues. Creativity is definitely a differentiator. If it's a plain Jane video, people will immediately boot it out. So that's what is a very critical this thing. So you require an investment. So that's a video marketing. So after understanding various such tools which creates your overall digital marketing strategy, we will have essential understanding about how to build your digital marketing strategy. Of course, these are those 7 steps, you can say. We will be covering each one of them separately. So step 1, build buyer persona. Nothing, it tells you essentially that you must know the profile. If I have to give you a simple example, Levi's jeans. They have a choice to do their selling to the teenagers, working professionals, or senior citizens. The moment I took this, the profile, you know, got developed in front of you. This is what you have to develop. Who is your that person or a target customer whom you want to sell? So that involves writing about demographics of it, his behavioral, his lifestyle, his motivations, his goals, etc. So that you are able to create what you know, customer persona. Second, so importance of that is it will enable you to really know whom you are trying to attract, what are their likes, dislikes, where will you find them, and therefore your marketing strategy, the digital marketing strategy, will be very targeted one, and therefore the efforts will pay off. The second is set goals and objectives. Now, we all have learned about SMART goals, which is measurable and actionable, etc. Now, here, what it is trying to tell you that, like you do that same thing for the traditional marketing management, for digital marketing management, also you have to have your SMART goals, which may be like here the examples are given. You want to increase either web traffic, conversion rate, etc. The moment your goals are decided, you'll be able to set a right objective, and so you will stay on course. You will not be spending money as a blind shot in the dark. So that's the importance of it. Why it is important? In the sense, it gives you the direction. When you have clarity of a goal and objectives, your pathway is clear so that your focus will come. And second is like, it's a benchmark to measure your success. You have yourself, when you defined your goals and objectives, you have created a milestone, you have created your success parameters, what we call key performance indicators, so you are able to measure your progress. The third is audit your existing digital channels. So you will be needing a lot of channels. However, channel by channel, depending on your business objective, the weightage can change. Or you have embarked upon a particular channel with certain objective to be achieved in that, you know, using that channel. But if you cannot, or you have utilized, or you have got an overwhelming response, all those things will help you to know what is working for you, not working for you. There are various categorization that they have given: owned, earned, and paid media. This performance assessment will give you an idea as to what is working for you in which kind of situation. So you can future this thing can utilization can be better. Important it is that it helps you to identify what is working and what needs to be improved upon. So why you failed will give you an idea as to what needs to be improved upon. It helps you to discover various opportunities. Something which is working for you, you can try and see how you leverage. Something which is not working for you, you try to find out the root cause and get into the improvement, innovation, enhancement, etc. So that's about why it is important. The fourth is establish a marketing budget. So establish a marketing budget. Essentially, budget is something that is required even before you start executing anything. You have to obtain the budget approval. To make that, you need to know exactly what channels are you going to use, what platforms are you going to use, what may be the frequency of your campaign, what may be the continuity of content marketing, etc. All those aspects will give you some idea about money that you may require. And once that is clear, you are able to have, on the other hand, we have seen that objectives and goals are set. So you are able to anticipate even return on investment. You can at least put that as your key performance indicator. So the importance of it is this ensures effective funding of marketing budget that you have allocated. It is one thing to have the budget, and second is the allocation. So you come to know whether your allocation is working as expected, and that resource allocation appropriately will create impact. So right resource, right platform creates an impact. Decide which digital marketing strategies to invest in. So you have multiple strategies, like as I have so far covered, like SEO to video to email marketing, etc., pay-per-click and all. Now, each one has its own benefits, right in certain scenarios, not right in certain scenarios, right for certain objectives to be achieved, right not right for certain objectives to be achieved. As I told you, attention, interest, desire, action. So certain medias are good for attention and interest. So likewise, it helps you to decide right tools to use. And when you do that, what you are able to achieve is you are able to reach your audience very effectively. And not only reaching them, you are able to create a meaningful engagement. And that meaningful engagement will create a relationship that will eventually help you to achieve a business objective. Sixth is determine if you need tools to manage your strategy. So here what it is trying to tell you, today a lot of marketing management stakes are available, as they call MarTech, M-A-R-T-E-C, MarTech. That means there are so much of automated stakes are available, automatic email marketing, automatic replies. So likewise, content developments and all, you are able to decide which tool, which stakes, which software are right for you. Not only that, for its planning, for its execution, etc., what kind of tools you require, analytics, what kind of tool you require. So all dimensions of digital marketing, you are able to decide what is a right tool for you. And that right tool selection will make your process efficiency better and create that effectiveness. Your the new order will get the order confirmation, which manually may get delayed. Here it will be instantaneous. So this is what is the power of using a right tool and then managing your strategy accordingly. And overall, this tools helps you to gather valuable insight, that also real-time basis, so that you come to know what is working for your campaign, what is not working for your campaign. So campaign effectiveness can be appropriately enhanced. Last is the monitor and report. Here, you should know when you begin your journey, you should know what you are supposed to achieve. So that's goals and objectives, etc. That will create milestones. So around milestones, you have your key performance indicators. So by year so and so, I will do this. Or by the end of this campaign, my awareness, digital awareness quotient will increase from 12% to 18%. So second round of campaign from 18 to 26%. So likewise, you have created that. Now you monitor that. Monitoring means intermittent periodic review. And then control means if you are not achieving what you are said to be, you get into corrective action plan. That's a controlling. So now all this thing will help you to take proper decision making. Your decision making will be objective driven, not subjective. And this particular aspect helps you to understand impact of various marketing tools, how various platforms are contributing or hampering your execution, etc. Or what may be hampering your growth or the implementation, so that what kind of a solution you require. So data-driven decisions will help you to optimize your digital marketing strategy. So now we'll get into understanding the significance of continuous improvement and adaptations into digital marketing. So what we have to understand is, first of all, it's all about So now we'll learn about continuous improvement and adaptations. Continuous implementation in the world of digital marketing is so significant because every day the technology is changing. So what is continuous improvement? Here you have to get into the cycle of a proper planning, ensure your proper execution of it, evaluate based on the KPI parameters, and then refine based on the learning that you have, because real-time data is available to you. Now, agility is another part which makes you a core of continuous improvement, in the sense you have to be very prompt to act upon. That's also one flavor of continuous improvement. You have to respond to changes taking place in the market, consumer behavior, etc. All this is based on the performance data available to you on a real-time basis. Now, you will ask me a question, why is it important? So here, that continuity in your improvement will help you to keep your strategy effective. Nobody is perfect, so you may be faltering somewhere. The moment you realize in digital world it is possible for you to redirect your budget, withdraw from one property, withdraw from one tool, invest in another tool, that is possible. Ongoing campaign, if it is not effective on Facebook, withdraw the budget, invest in LinkedIn if that is more effective. So it helps you to remain effective and you are able to adapt to changes taking around. Now, when the changes are taking around, adaptability is very important in digital marketing. World is changing, so you have to change, you know. So that's what is the significance of continuous improvement. Now we enter into component of digital marketing. So this is a complete section where I will be again revisiting various tools that we have earlier discussed. It's a mix that makes the digital marketing. There are various platforms, there are various tools. So we are going to study them from application perspective. Now, most important critical role that we want to understand is, it helps you to connect with your audience. Ultimately, whatever you may be using it, first of all, it should generate the attention, get the customer involved, target customer involved, and then remain engaged. Means he should come again and again. So with that, the another critical aspect is enhancing the brand presence. So while you are on the digital platform, various content marketing strategies that you do, or you may use influencer marketing. People use, there are influencers in various fields. There is somebody has created a name for opinion on fashion. Somebody has created a name about giving an opinion about the way the social causes are getting attended, somebody is become an influencer on social issues, etc. So now once you use the right influencer for your kind of a product and the service, you get the required credibility support. What that influencer has, you get that rub off. Driving sales growth. So sales growth comes from various ways. For example, in PPC, as I told you, you will get a lead generation very quickly. If you get into data-driven marketing, it gives you long-term benefit. So likewise, it's a set of a comprehensive framework. Now, the strategy will enable you to not only decide which tool, which platform, but sync their benefits in such a way that overall you get a desired growth. So that's the importance. So now, as I was telling you, that I will get into giving you each tool based perspective. Examples are of course written in front of you. What I'll try to focus upon is to give you the clarity about the understanding required. So here, search engine optimization, as earlier as I told you in earlier section, it is the task that you undertake to ensure that your content when created, your digital property when created, are in sync with technicalities as well as are created in such a way that it addresses the search algorithm's requirement. It enables you to get searched higher order when it is various search pages are created. So that's a search engine optimization. It requires merging of technicalities as well as the content quality. Now here, as I told you, search engine optimization helps you to get organic traffic, which is a non-paid traffic. Now that's a significant part. You are able to create SEO for on-page as well as off-page optimization. One can do that. There are different varieties of SEO. Example given here is of HubSpot. Yes, I am also a popular follower of HubSpot. HubSpot is very well known for inbound marketing, and they've created a library. They've created a reason for individuals to come. Person like me, marketer like me, when I am in a puzzle mode, I visit HubSpot. But that eventually makes me use them also. So you see the beauty of it. Content marketing, there are many content that I am subscribing to enhance my knowledge. But it is not that I am just only enhancing the knowledge and forgetting about it. It's like my experience with that makes me come back to that content creator again and again. And it increases my brand awareness. If he is talking about something, I am subscribing to lot of content which is in automobile. I am linked with automobile. So my awareness about automobile goes up. My awareness about brand goes up. If I require something, I first trust that as a source. So that's the power. But that besides, content marketing can be strategically integrated tool. So one best example is the Red Bull that has been given here. Red Bull uses for his age, or for his target group of customers, they are today's Gen Z, Gen Y kind of customer. Various mediums, various methods, various tools that he uses are so proven, so connected with the new age profile, and therefore they remain on the top of mind of their target customer. You must study this as a case. Red Bull case is available on many premise, many platforms.